Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. V'yishna la'achar misa, meis b'no, meis, if he dies, then b'no may be carbon of, and the son can bring the carbon of his father. V'im shachto shalol l'shmo, and if it was shachted shalol l'shmo, lo'olo l'shem choybo, it doesn't apply, it doesn't fulfill the obligation. V'chayas ha'carbon mutal nechse ha'meis, and the obligation for bringing the carbon is going to be brought from the estate of the dead person. But certainly, hey, Achin, I have to bring another carbon. Vishnum b'carbon zibur k'carbon yachid, and applies to a carbon zibur also like a carbon yachid. Avol b'shinim b'ayilim mechashe b'davar acharhu. It's thinking about something else. Vein the barba voidus, and it's not implying to the four voidus. Four voidus being shkita, kabbalah, holocha, and zriko. B'shar zvochim udalav pesach. And the other carbons which are not carbon pesach, the lav, ikro, and la'achilo. I see their main purpose is not coming for eating. Ella, look apart before atonement. The little shayach shin and bailam, there's no laws of the halachas of changing ownership, and meaning the thought process of changing ownership does not apply. Ella, the zrika, except for during the zrika. Shein lo but carbon, ella kaparasai, it only applies to the carbon, the atonement. The kaparasai, ella, the zrika, and the atonement comes through the throwing of the blood onto the mizbeach. V'chim arbin and shara avoidus l'paisla. V'shin avayim, we include the other avoidus and invalidate it with the change of the owner. Fair kam is on the first pekra. L'om arbin el shaychit. It's only including the shchita of the schaper achar bezrikas dumel in order to make bring atonement to someone else by throwing by the sprinkling of the blood. O moilich, or bringing the blood, l'makabel, or receiving the blood, accepting the blood, lizrik l'shem acher, to sprinkle on the mizbeach in the name of someone else. O zark mimenu l'shem acher, to sprinkle the blood for someone else. Abel shaychi l'shem acher, but shechting for someone else. Shetayet shchita l'vata l'shem acher, just the shchita should be for someone else. Abel b'shach shchita ain't daito ala zrika, but when he's shechting, he's not thinking about the throwing of the blood. El l'bailov, except for the actual owner, then it's kosher, it's going to be kosher. V'okhi armin and hosan, as we say over there, Amar Rav Ash, Rav Ash, he says, Kavol Chaymer, this is Kavol Chaymer, Ma'im, V'ma'im, B'mokhim Sh'amar Harini, Shechid L'Shem, playing in a place where somebody says he's going to shech for someone else, the kosher, it's going to be kosher. Shechid L'Lizroik L'Shem, playing, possibly, if he says he's shechting in order so that someone else, the blood can be thrown on behalf of someone else, it's invalid. Mokhim Shem Amar, the place where he says, V'chulu, and continues. Sh'ma'amino, we see from here, Miho, the aim of Shemashin and Bainal Bishar Avoidus is not going to be, we don't care about the thought process of changing owners by other Avoidus. Elm came Machashim Achas Mehen, Almanas Lizrik, unless you're thinking by, in one of them, about, with regard to the sprinkling of the blood. Al Mashin and Kaidish, but when you change, the thought process to change which carbon it is, Shachat Shalol Shma, if you're shechting it's not for the proper carbon, this fossil is invalid, Chsiv, Zerach Shalomim. Which we learn out to be l'shem shlomo, has to be shechted in l'shem shlomo. V'chein b'chatas l'to b'chatas, v'shach v'lo yisoh l'chatas, and v'chein b'pesach l'to b'pesach, zeh b'pesach hu. This is all the psukim we learn out from. U'miu, v'adai pesach she'ikru l'bailu v'leochel. However, the pesach, which for sure, which its main purpose is for the owner to eat it. Bo'osh l'chobo, that's what it comes for. This is the owner should eat it. Shochel shalol l'shem bailov yishechted not on behalf of this owner. La'achil in order to eat it, the menu of acherim for the people, other people who are la'achil menu acherim to feed it to other people who are not necessarily are not necessarily counted as part of the group. Then it's possible it's invalid because it's coming my season. As the Mishnah later is going to say, shochel shalol menu yishechted for people who are not part of the group. It's possible. It's invalid. Must be we're talking about where he's thinking this during the shechita. Lo amanas lizrok, but not in condition to throw the blood. If the gubam moray, the gemara since there's a machlekes of amorayim in the gemara. Shachtu lumaylin amanas shis chaper bo arelim. If you're shechting it for people who have a bris, on condition that it should be atoned for people who don't have a bris. Chlal applies to Shachtel Arelim, the Mestisim, when it says in our Mishnah, the Yishechtin for people who don't have a bris. When it said that in the Mishnah, V'machashiv al Shechita Kamar. So when he's thinking about it at the time of Shechita, V'shlol l'menuyav, Dumid Arelim, and for those who are not part of the chabura, or not part counted on the chabura, is compared to those who don't have a bris. Because they are mentioned together. Ve'inu la'acher misa de'ein shame ba'ilav alav ma'acher shemes. He's not called the owner after he's died. After he's died already. Ve'en shina shemayin, he changed the name of who it's supposed to be. Then it's kosher. Ve'inu b'tzibur. So we're going to change it to Shaloyeh Ba'alov. He won't be the owner. In the Shem Nachum, we're going to change it for Goyim. Lo Misa doesn't validate it. I mean, Hashem is there with Elokim is right, and also there in the Sugya, the ancient Ba'alov Paisel Elam King Shinahu Lumuchriv Kapara Kamaisa. That changing the owner doesn't validate unless you're changing it to somebody who has the same obligation of atonement like him. The Yolam Lachaper Alav. We learn from the Pasuk Chaper Alav. This is a love Alav. Chaver on him and on his friend Almo. You see from that Shinah Ba'alov is possible Chaver Odumi Didei. Yeah, that changing the owner is invalid for his friend, comparable to him. Mukhuyev kapara komais has to be needing an atonement like him. Vilon, if not, lo pasul not invalid. Therefore, it doesn't count for a void. Vavgav the tati ma'ad of pirchev from these two questions. Lav dafka klamer means lav pirchev. Then that question is tati mi'ad dafka. Two of them are, however, are dafka. There are questions. Mefarish v'azul high tati lav dafka. And the Gemara goes and explains which two are not really questions. Psul machshav alomik psul lagov a invalidation in the thought process is not the invalidation of the actual animal of the body of the animal. Or Pidchus Perakam the Zvachim Omri, he's in the first parak of Zvachim. Yesh Bayal Machar Misa. Shevim Shachtel L'Shem Bayal Machar. If you shechta for the name of other owners, Tzarcha Yerush Lehevi Akar, the person who inherits him is going to have to bring another carbon. Kamish Ein Lo Bayalim. Kamish Shachtel B'Smanoi Shelo L'Shem Bayalim. So you shechta in the proper time as if to somebody when there's not for the owner. Rani Shemati Rashi says, Yehir Pshat Shein Lo Bayalim. Changing the owner, Eino Bezrik is not in the process, by the part of throwing the blood. Kedar Minan, as we say, Eim Hashem is Eichon Bezrika. There is no thought process with regard to who's eating it by the Zrika. V'yashalom, you can't say that, Rashi says, V'machshev is Shalom Eichon Menuyin Alov, Hein. The machshavas for people who can't eat there are the ones who are kept as part of the chaburah. B'shchita who devoli rachman, and it's by shchita where the Torah tells us v'loy b'sharvas. Not by the other avodas. Avol machshavas shalom menuyav. But thinking for those who aren't part of the group of the Karban Pesach, tahinu shein the bayim is changing the owner. Ikra b'srikahu. The main part is by the throwing of the blood. Because the kaimas we learn later. B'shmaitin in the sugya b'srika v'chiper alav v'lo al chaveru. This is b'srika and v'chiper alav. We're throwing it against a kapar v'lo chaveru, not on his friend. Masis in the Mishnah, oichel v'shalom oichel. It's kosher that mixes oichel lo posel. That's when if some of them are not able to eat, doesn't validate it. Okay, my first time later, we'll explain the reason. Memaris b'damai shaliko shishin kashil kadeshi roy lazuka, so you'd be able to throw it onto the mizbech. But this are koydin l'tamid. It's kosher if before you throw the blood before the tamid's blood is thrown, then it's still kosher. I forgot the armor, and even though we said earlier yuuchar damer shenar bo eba erav b'vein arba'im, still lo misal b'hachi. Even though you're supposed to put it later, supposed to do it later, it still doesn't invalidate it that way. Gemara, mechses loshem menuyin is a language of people who are counted as part of the group. Gemoes mechses erkecho, which you're counting the erch. Sursi arami, it's Aramaic. Chachme umos karinloi linga shuria. The people of the chachomim, the non-Jewish chachomim, Rashi is saying, called linga is language, and surya is from Syria. So linga surya is a Syrian language. Kois yishachod means the slaughter. Remember, the b'shach shkita tzarch l'schaim v'lemenuyev. That by the time you're shechting, you have to have an intent for those who are part of the group assigned to that carbon pesach. L'fi oichlov haroy lachol that is able to eat it. Prat l'chayel l'zakin excludes a sick person or all of the people l'aral and a person who's never brisa. Feel him menuyev even if they're part of the group. Daf samach aleph amud beis shachdoi l'hachil l'moylin in order to feed the people who have a bris. Menuhin who are part of the group, but the people can get atonement with it are those with the throwing of the blood are people who don't have a bris. Or not part of the group. Doesn't help to make it invalid. The time of Rashi coming, and the reason is going to be explained later. The beginning of the Rashi is b'chol aro lo yechol boy. And any person not circumcised shouldn't eat from it. Yachol yivsel aral, a person without a bris. B'nei chabur habani moish im nimnu alav moilim va'aral. And if you count, then you put together in the group people who have a bris and one who doesn't. Which type of, why doesn't he have a bris? Shemei se'ochem v'achas midu, because his brothers died because in the middle of a shachal b'shem kulam, yishach on behalf of all of them, yachol yivsel, he might think of them as invalid. Hol the Tumul Seles im Shachtel Litzmein, if you shachtel for people who are tummy, the mein and haroy loichli, you need for people, you need people who are fit to eat it. Kedech Sivis, it says Ishlo fi oichli techuso tish chotu yishachtel. L'tanik Hamad the lesli loshin sursi. Vasrik Siv Vishachtosa, and the Tanakh doesn't hold the fact that he's talking about the Aramaic, so he says it right afterwards in the Pasik, says Vishachtosa Shachtiv, or Olubul Selis, Mahain Taimo, Nami, for that reason also the Roy Lachilabin, and you need people who could eat it. Ma Tomo, Lo Osoba Mixas Tomo, Kugoin, Litzmeim, Lutarim, for example, for people who are both Tame and Tahar people, Kugol Tomo, Ki'il Nishachtu, Litzmeim is. As if it was it all shechta for people, it was shechta completely for people who are tamei. Look, kaimon parach maishna tumo. What's the difference between the pshita lay that's obvious? The maishna arlo the misafikal. What's the difference by the people who don't have a bris? That's the suffik. The zman paisel shechta al menas lechol heimenu kazais chutz zmano. If you shechta on with intent to eat kazais worth outside of the proper time, that's the kulo pickle. It all becomes pickle. Behind them, it's just mine. That's part of the time. Because the only thing about kazayis and the kedushim in the echol yachol. The time in teres kainim, the same teres kainim, the mizvachim, and the mizach mizvachim koyif as nechol shmaya mchashel echol mizvachim biyom shlishi kosam adabri. You should go and bend your ear to hear that we're talking. The pasuk is talking about where a person is thinking about eating on the third day from the carbon. It says, because and eating is with a gazais worth. Orla b'tumah ain't on the hekus b'shar zvachim k'pesach. It doesn't apply by orla and tumah doesn't apply by other carbonos like it does by pesach. She can't orla b'tumah mishachal carbon the same because an orla or a tumah can send their carbonos to basically shalom akvul b'achilas b'alim because they don't need to have their owner eat it. Orla lo hutro mechlolo doesn't get ever not having a bris never has a permission. Ain't shum carbon nechol or arelim. No carbon. There's no carbon that can be eaten by an arul. The alfi nivamus. When we promise the arul also for kashim, arul is forbidden to eat kashim. The alzi bekabel carbon for pesach is the kabel carbon for pesach. A kal which is malim zman nami lo hutir l'shum carbon lo echlo chutz zman. And also by time there's never mutter for any carbon to be eaten outside its proper time. And tumah hutir mecholah, but tumah sometimes this mutter can be farshel carbon. We'll explain later. A pesach shabbat b'tumah nechol b'tumah pesach which is brought in tumah when most kali still is tummy, then you can eat it even in Tumah. Tamalom Rezois, Chukas HaPesach, this is Chukas HaPesach, Muxib HaHai Parashos, this is that Parashah, Kol Oral Lo Yechobol, that anyone who's an Oral, not circumcised, doesn't have a bris, cannot eat it. My Zois, Heiki Mashma Mezois, Deinu Poiso B'nei Chabura HaBoim Mimoy, where do you see from the word Zois that the B'nei Chabura come together with him, do not become invalid. Al karkach milsach risi karmer. When you're forced to say that something else is being said, v'alchi karmer. This is what's being said. Talmud lemer mecholarol ad the igu kulo arelus. It says from mecholarol it has to be complete all people are oral. But zeis in zeis, the word zeis also is coming to l'tema who adin l'zrika that also by zrika the kulo arelus mi apostle beta if they're all not circumcised that's going to be an apostle by the zrika. That was his thought process. That if you shecht it for people who had a bris, on condition to throw the blood for people who do not have a bris, and only people who do not have a bris. The mashma by voida achas who the apostle arelus. That it implies that it's only by one of voida that there's a invalidation of being an arul. Behind the shkita, the shkita he tchila la avoida. So that's the first of the avoida. So he huskara eitzel menuyin. It's also mentioned by those who are part of the group. But oichlan those who are eating it. And first, as we explained, the chi tema my kula the zrika. The tema they should say hi zoyse. This zoyse that shkita kai zol man shkita lo muti zrika is excluding the zrika. Hi no kula. That's something which is leading to her lowest rabbi. Machshem is oichlan eitzel zrika because we don't find it included in the thought process about eating it. With people who are fit to eat it by with regard to the zrika, the shkita goli bar rachmana, because by shkita it said in the Torah. Hilkach, therefore, mistavra it makes sense. The zois, the psul kula arelus hashkita kai that the zois which is coming to invalidate when they're all not circumcised is going on the shkita. The lav zrika now the zrika the zois mashma miutin zois is an implication. The word zois is an implication of something which is exclusionary. And we said earlier that we do say that you can think about by the zrika you can think about doing it on behalf of people who don't have a breast and that's going to validate the karmen. This is zois not coming to teach you leniency by the zrika. Also it's coming to be more stringent. This is how we say zois he the mixes arelis. Arla lo possible. This is why something which only some of them are don't have a bris is does not invalidate it. Al zriga, but by zriga, I feel the mixasa paras. Even if it's only part, only some of them don't have a wrist, it's still going to be invalid. V'chitema my chomer the zriga mishkita. Why is the zriga more chomer than more stringent than shkita? The mukas kula of the mixas are lo posla shkita, because you can say that the leniency of some of them being uncircumcised does not invalidate it is by shkita. Al zriga, but by zriga, I feel the mixasa paras. Even some of them are not circumcised is going to be invalid. Hainu. Chomer di law. This is the stringency of it. The loma kain pickle el bezriga only makes something into a pickle when by the zriga part. If chishiv achas ma'arba voidus, amunas lechalim and the gzayis chutzus ma'no pickle hu. If you think by one of the four voidus that you're doing this on condition that you should eat half of the, you should eat a gzayis worth outside the time, then in the proper time, then it becomes a pickle. Kain lo kares and mechayv kares. Afilu achol menlo tachas ma'no. If you eat from it during this man. During the proper time, because if save, my nevesh al chazim eno avoyin tisa. If you eat from it, then he's going to get cursed. Buvayin shiasa kol avodah shachrach. So long as you do all of the other avodahs afterwards, shalol put the shalol without in some sort of validation. So below zach with any other invalidation, el obishtika obakashas. Either you're silent or you do it with an open intent to do it kosher amanas. Toch zmano on condition to do within the time. Omanas pigle. Kamaisa to make pigle like it. Avol chishiv achas mavodes shalacher psul acher. We have some sort of other invalidating thought, which is verbalization, on one of the other avoiders. Kigoy chusul kremi you're going to do it in the wrong place. Shu in bol kares and longer kares kremi in bezachem is the same as achas vachum menachos. Perk sheni in the second perk of menachos. Hartzos ksiv of the pigle. You have the word itself by pigle. Shnemar lo yiratz of a pigle. Shnemar b'kosher. V'yom hashmini b'alo yiratzay. So here, so it's kosher. Kach hatzaras pigle. Just like you make something kosher, you make something pigle. V'artzas kosher aji yikurvu kol ma'afir b'kosher. So you bring up all of the permitting parts, permitters in kosher. Afartzas pigle. Also make something of the pigle aji yikurvu kol ma'afir. So you bring up all the permitting parts. Oh, but pigle either in, with. All having the same thought of pickle, or bakashas, or in a kosher thought. Amo lomik mvadoi, shel pickle, elo bezrika. Is there, we see, they only have a vade pickle with regard to the zrika. She's a vade, because that's the end of all of the avoida. They call shaitz of kayim besafik, because all the whole time it's there's a suffix, shemi chashib psul, achar perhaps, by the perhaps will have another invalidating thought in the avoida habal that's going to come. The afkir shem pickle, man, you're going to lose the name of it being called pickle. Vasil Ravashi, being the rabbi, being the rabbi chisim, his question is both the rabbi and rabbi chisim. But my, how do you know the high, the whole oral, the igukulo oral? Mashma, how do you know the word, the words of the pasuk called oral means that all of them have to be uncircumcised? The nice is zeis, and then you bring the word zeis, the mut is rika to exclude rika. The ma'ar lachum, one for stringent, the ma'ar lachula, one to be lenient. The damal lemon, he says zeis, the kadani, tan, and the milsa, achrisi, kamer. And you can say this zeis is coming to you something else. Dilma zeis, the Gatani, perhaps the Zeis, which is Tana, will say the Kai is going on its own thing. You'll mean a yellow thing, you'll learn from it. You know, yellow thing, the puzzle, the Ne Chabur Habu, and Yimoda doesn't invalidate those who are part of the Chabur together with him. And we shouldn't call Oral called the Humash, because the word called Oral means any bit of Oral. Lachikarma Yochel Yivsel B'nei Chabur, you might think that all that B'nei Chabur become invalid. The Kol Arul called the Humashma, because when it says Kol Arul, that means anyone, so as anyone is an Arul, then it's invalid. V'shilu Yachel B'lo Yishma, and then no one else can eat it. Tam Lomer Zayis, the Avoyde Shlemi, meaning you need a complete Avoyde Barrelis, with it being completely for uncircumcised people. The Yolam, Loshna Shkita, Loshna Zrika, Shavah, and it makes no difference if it's by the Shkita or by the Zrika, they are equal.